There's a place in your heart.
The government is using this year's Child Month activities to highlight and raise awareness about the various issues affecting the well-being of children, particularly their overall health. The theme, Healthy Children Build a Stronger Nation, is aimed at increasing public knowledge about the health of children, their physical, mental, and social well-being. On today's program, we focus on the physical health of our children, their nutritional needs, and requirements for sleep and physical activity. Regional Director for the Western Regional Health Authority, Rosalie Brown, says establishing healthy eating habits from an early age at home is the key to raising health-conscious children.
Parents need to be role models, because a lot of times they say, okay, you should eat up your vegetables, you should not do this. But the parents themselves are not the role models they should be. And often when the environment in the home is of such that the meals are healthy, you don't have to fight the children because it's their norm. It is what is practiced at home.
Mrs. Brown is urging parents to restructure the diet of their children to include more nutritious meals. She says once this is done, parents will see more positive outcomes from their children.
So nutrition, I would say to parents, is a part of developing the health and well-being of your child and the next generation. But people say it's expensive to eat healthy. I don't agree. I think they need to spend less of their money on sugar and some of the junk. Buy more of the vegetables, more of the fruits, more of the whole foods.
While getting your children to eat healthy may not be easy, it can be achieved. Parents should therefore start promoting health and wellness at an early age, provide healthy meals for children, increase children's physical activity, and create a safe environment for them.
But say starting from the infant is born, breastfeeding, 6 months onward, breastfeeding plus complementary food, where you introduce their cereals first, preferably one new food at a time. By tablespoons, you introduce their vegetables, their fruit, not juices. We don't promote too much juices, we promote whole foods. So a whole piece of orange, a whole piece of mango, a whole piece of papaya, whether it's crushed or in bite size.
Regional Director for the Western Regional Health Authority, Rosalie Brown. Here are some healthy tips to raising physically healthy children. Have regular family meals. Knowing dinner is served at approximately the same time every night and that the entire family will be sitting down together is comforting and enhances appetite. Breakfast is another great time for a family meal. Cook more meals at home. Eating home-cooked meals is healthier for the whole family. Restaurant and takeout meals tend to have a lot more unhealthy fat, sugar, and salt, so cooking at home can have a huge impact on your children's health. Make a variety of healthy snacks available instead of empty calorie snacks. Keep plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grain snacks, and healthy beverages like water, milk, and pure fruit juice around so that they're easily accessible instead of empty calorie snacks like soda, chips, or cookies. Limit portion sizes. Don't insist that your child cleans the plate and never use food as a reward or bribe. And how much physical activity do your children need? Children and adolescents should do an hour or more of physical activity each day. And as it pertains to sleep, babies, children, and teenagers need significantly more sleep than adults to support their rapid mental and physical development. Children aged 9 to 13 should get a recommended 9 to 11 hours of sleep each night. Children also do recognize the importance of being healthy.
It helps us to do our work at school because it helps our brain to be active.
It helps children to get a good education, for example, gaining new knowledge.
Students from Longlook Primary School in Clarendon sharing the importance of being healthy.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.